How about the Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat? They have done the improbable. Isaac Edelman here on FL Teams. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Look, I'm young, I'm a sports fan, and I love sports media. So seeing my team win means everything. However, you can't expect so much when you are not favored to win a game, let alone a series in the playoffs. Well, that can't be said for two teams in specific, two teams that are from the South Florida area. How about the Miami Heat? Let's start off with them. They face the number one Milwaukee Bucks. The Heat are the eighth seed, obviously coming in. Only five eighth seeds have ever beaten a first seed in the first round in the playoffs. Being the first seed in your conference usually brings championship aspirations. So blowing out another first seed in the first round is nothing short of a disappointing way to end your season. And that's what happened with the Miami Heat. They were obviously the underdogs, being the eighth seed, but thanks to Jimmy Butler's performance, he scored 56 points in game three and 42 points in game four with a crazy game-tying shot to force overtime. The Miami Heat stunned the Milwaukee Bucks, who had the best record in the NBA regular season. Speaking of stunning, the Florida Panthers. Look, in the regular season, they were 42, 32, and 8. And meanwhile, the Boston Bruins had 65 wins and 135 points. That was an NHL all-time best, meaning you can argue that the Bruins were the best regular season team of all time. But how disappointing is it to lose in the first round? How about the Florida Panthers? They forced a game seven. Brandon Montour scored clutch goals to force overtime, and Carter Verhaeghe finished it off, scoring a game-winning goal in overtime. There you have it, folks. I mean, it's as simple as this. The Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat did the unthinkable. They were underdogs, but that didn't stop them. And that's the beauty of sports. In sports, there will be favorites and there will be underdogs, but you can't let that decide how a matchup is going to be determined. And that is why sports are so entertaining. And that is why people watch playoff games. If the favorite was supposed to win, we wouldn't watch because we know the favorite would win. But obviously, the Panthers and Heat have shown that they don't need to be a favorite to win a series. And for the Panthers in specific, beating arguably the best regular season team of all time is just insane. Credit is being given, so it's not like we need people to give the Panthers credit. But we do have to look back at the doubters in the regular season who doubted Paul Maurice, who doubted Sergei Bobrovsky, and most importantly, who doubted GM Bill Zito for making that Jonathan Huberdeau trade to acquire Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk has been insane this season. And without his contributions, the Panthers would not just not be in the playoffs, but they would not have stunned the Boston Bruins in the first round. Look, as of now, the Miami Heat just took a game one victory over the New York Knicks. Things are looking good for the Heat. And now the Panthers are scheduled to face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs in the second round. The Heat beat the Bucks. The Panthers beat the Bruins. It looks like these teams could beat any team. Seriously. You don't have to have a better roster because let's admit the Bruins have a way better roster than the Panthers. And you don't have to look at a team's history to say, oh, yeah, this team's going to win this matchup. You have to wake up in the morning. Who has the most energy? Who has the best matchup? Who is going to play harder and who is going to make the right decisions? And as of now, it's easy to say that the Florida Panthers outplayed the Boston Bruins. No excuses need to be made. Boston sports fans have continued to just not have success when arguing with Miami sports fans. It's just the way it is. And for the Heat, what's up with them? The Bucks weren't the best NBA team of all time. They didn't have an all-time record amount of wins, but they obviously were the favorites to win the NBA Finals, being a number one seed. The Bucks looked like a contender for the entire season, and many believe that the only reason they weren't able to go further in the playoffs last season was because their second-best player, Chris Middleton, was injured in the playoffs. I mean, the Miami Heat had a complete opposite season of the Bucks. The Heat were considered a title favorite previous season, and some even considered them to be favorites before this season began. But the season didn't start well. Kyle Lowry wasn't playing that well. Jimmy Butler could only do so much in the regular season. And Duncan Robinson wasn't even playing after his $90 million contract. But as the season went on, you know, people were still writing off the Heat. But all it took was for the Heat to make it in the play-in tournament and get in as an 8 seed. And the rest is history. The Heat don't care what seed they are. They just need to make the playoffs. And look, the Florida Panthers can relate as well. It sucks that they have to face a tough Boston Bruins team in the first round. But guess what? It created for a fun matchup, and it created for the big upset that happened. There you have it, folks. I'm Isaac Edelman. Thanks a lot for tuning into this short podcast. It's important to keep watching these South Florida teams. It doesn't matter what matchup and what day of the week it is, you can expect an upset every single time the Miami Heat take the court and every single time the Florida Panthers take the ice. Again, Isaac Edelman here, signing off. Again, this is what sports are all about. The Florida Panthers and Miami Heat weren't supposed to win their series, but it's the playoffs and anything can happen. This is the lesson you guys need to learn. Never count out anyone or any team. Upsets happen. And that's why sports are so enjoyable, at least for the winning team. Thanks so much, guys.